This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston from The Athletic. God, this week is drunk, and I hate it. And all I want to do is toss it on a rubbish pile, douse it in kerosene, and strike a match, Brandon, because everything is ablaze. Everybody's in COVID protocol, it seems like, and unpredictability is abound. So take everything we say with a grain of salt, but who the hell knows? We'll be in uniform and actually playing this week. It could be a bunch of Kendall Hintons under center across the league. So
let's hope not.
God. Yeah, I hear you. Let's definitely hope not. So, Brandon, with all the uncertainty and turbulence in mind that is impacting the NFL here in Week 15, it is the first round of the fantasy playoffs for most people out there. Give me your biggest, baddest, and boldest prediction for this wild slate.
Yeah, I don't want to get too crazy. I'll just say that Chase Edmonds returns from IR to be a top 20 fantasy running back, which, you know, is not my boldest take. Right now I have him ranked about 30, but I could really see this, given the matchup, given James Conner's ankle issue, although he's going to play, given that they're 13.5-point favorites. Really seems like Edmonds, who was kind of held back last week, even though he probably could have returned, is ripe to return and really get fed, as Arizona would behoove them to get their touchdown machine back in full health working order before the playoffs. And this might be a spot where they're allowed to rest him a bit and let Chase Edmonds, get his sea legs back in this one.
Yeah, I think that's a great call there on Edmonds. It makes a ton of sense. Again, with Connor banked up, got injured on that second to last play in that game against the Rammies. And, man, he was gingerly, to say the least. So he could be extremely limited, though. Like you said, he's probably going to cut it out. And we know what James Conner will do. He'll find the end zone somehow.
Yeah. He will. I'm not predicting he won't find the end zone. That would be a bold take. I'm not getting that bold.
No, I would not be that bold at all. My bold prediction really shouldn't be that bold, but James Robinson, this is the week, America. Finally, our guy is unleashed. You got Urban Meyer. Sayonara. See you later. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, Urban. Although he already abandoned ship and left everybody high and dry. Didn't even tell everybody. God, that guy's such a dick. I hate him so much. He is King Richard. He really is, Brandon. That's what he is. Not Will Smith. It's Urban Meyer. So Urban Meyer is out. Carlos Hyde is out because he's in concussion protocol. And Robinson is going to get fed. Daryl Bevel was asked, hey, is Robinson going to, you know, get a bunch of touches this week? He goes, well, he's our starter, and he's going to do starter things. So that means, yes, he's going to get fed. It's Houston. It's a glorious matchup. 4.91 yards per carry allowed, 154.5 total yards per game, 17 combined touchdowns, third most fantasy points to the running back position. So Robinson only had 15 combined touches the last couple of weeks. I know he's been hobbled by the heel, but I think this is a 20-plus touch game. A guy that's top 10 in yak per attempt, top 10 in total missed tackles forced. And if he gets that kind of workload, Brandon, at 14-1 right now at DraftKings, I might have fired off a Funston a half unit for him to lead all Week 15 rushers in rush yards.
Ooh, that's a spicy one. I like it.
And I'll throw one more. It is official. Damien Harris has been ruled out. Rah, 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 rah.
Oh,
rah,
rah, rah, rah, rah. You're just breaking that news to me right now.
Yes. I just saw it.
It's just chicken soup to the soul for me. Oh, so nice.
Yeah. Top 12? I think so, right?
So, I love, like, you know, James Robinson, Ramondre Stevenson, probably similar areas. But, I think both of them have RB1 appeal. So, yeah, here's to you, James Robinson. A Jags Nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Can we go with that?
That is definitely spot on, my friend. Ramondre Stevenson very much in the RB1 conversation, as we just broke that Damien Harris now out with that hamstring injury here in Week 15.
Number 5.
All right, as we do on the pod every single Friday, it's player pick'ems. I'm going to give you a 3-pack of players. You simply tell me who has the bigger fantasy week, and hopefully will assist managers in surviving and advancing again in this upside down a slate of games that we have. And also the good news about Stevenson, that game's on Saturday. So, you know, you don't have to wait the extra 24 hours and run the risk of him, you know, coming down with a positive COVID test. So,
Yeah. Fingers
and toes crossed, made the trip, they're quarantined, they are in Indy, and everything's going to be A-okay. But anyway, let's go to quarterbacks here. Here are your choices. Taysom Hill at Tampa Bay, Dak Prescott on the road in Jersey taking on the Giants, or Matthew Stafford against your Seahawks.
I am going to fade my Seahawks. I am going to go with Matthew Stafford here. I love the matchup. Seattle does not get after the quarterback. That's been the issue for Stafford, is when he has been under pressure, he has folded of late, but he's got three straight games of three touchdown passes. Been kind of flirting with that 300 yard mark in each of those games. Pretty much every game he flirts with that 300-yard mark. I think he gets well over it in this one. I think he throws three touchdown passes. I don't care if Odell Beckham's out there or not. Cooper Kupp's enough. Cooper Kupp could get to 150 to 200 by himself in this one. And Van Jefferson, definitely got to have him in your lineup. Ben Skowronek, I don't know who else is going to step up there without Odell if he doesn't play. It's going to be
Flipper
somebody.
Anderson.
Flipper Anderson. All right, there you go. So, yeah, Stafford 1, Taysom Hill 2. Dak Prescott 3.
And Flipper Anderson, a very close fourth in that pecking order. It's Taysom Hill, number one for me. And I understand that it's Tampa Bay, and Tampa's secondary is finally getting healthy, but I don't care about the passing yards. That's just boosting the bottom line for Taysom Hill. His rush yards prop came out at 43.5, Brandon. And you know what?
Oh, Daddy
you know
what wants.
Daddy want, Daddy need, Daddy gotta have. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I slammed that immediately. You know, four quarterbacks have gone over that number. I think he is going to be 60-plus on the ground, especially knowing how aggressive Tampa is. Fourth highest pressure rate on the quarterback position this season. And then, you know, you boost that bottom line with, say, 190 to 210 through the air, maybe get one passing touchdown, maybe one on the ground. And you're talking about a guy that's probably towing the line of the top six this week. Stafford's really close. I like him a lot. I think it's going to be probably 280-plus, multiple touchdowns. But can that rushing appeal? It's too irresistible for me. Just too downright sexy. So for me, give me Taysom Hill.
Number four.
All right, let's move on. Let's get in our first batch of running backs here, Brandon. Here are your choices. And Cat's already out of the bag for me. Cordero Patterson at San Francisco. They're talking about maybe limiting some of his work. I don't know why. But Atlanta, I guess, is still the playoff conversation. James Robinson, as we discussed at the top of the pod, against Houston. And Aaron Jones at Baltimore. But Aaron Jones dealing with a non-COVID illness and knee soreness. So maybe he's going to play. I don't even know if he's going to. I don't know who the hell's going to play.
Yeah, I mean, look, this was before we kind of had the Carlos Hyde and Urban Meyer. Like, at the beginning of the week, I'm Cordero Patterson all the way. But this has to be James Robinson. I mean, it just absolutely has to. You saw Rashad Penny go for 25-plus half PPR points. Jonathan Taylor, 26-plus the game before that. It's been a string of running backs that are getting rich off this Texans team. And James Robinson should be the next one. Cordero Patterson, since week one, he's had 11-plus half PPR points in every game except for one. It's like 11 of his last 12. He's been like consistency king. But the upside is just too juicy for James Robinson this week.
You know, James Robinson is that gift under the tree. You know, it's like that brand new 70-inch 4K Ultra HD television that you've been wanting.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the last couple of weeks, it's just like Urban Meyer left him in the box. You know what? I'm just going to stick with my older TV. I got one of those old school tube TVs. That's Carlos Hyde. We're just going to ride that for a while. We're not going to hook that new one up. It's too fancy, too complicated in the brand new tech. I can't deal with it. Well, guess what? Daryl Bevel can, because he's a hell of a lot younger and he's a hell of a lot smarter than Urban Meyer. And he's going to box that puppy hanging on the wall, and we're going to sit back and watch classic Christmas movies in crisp Ultra HD. So, high res, I'm in all day on James Robinson. Again, let me give you the numbers. Houston, 4.91 yards per carry allowed, 154.5 total yards per game allowed, 17 touchdowns, and the third most fantasy points yielded to the running back position. Can I get an amen on James Robinson?
Amen.
Amen. Get him in your lineup. You will not regret it.
Number three.
I'm moving on. Wow, it was like Eddie Murphy. For back in the day and any number of movies that he did, you know, in full sexual chocolate mood You recall that one. There's a little bit of a preacher there. I'm kind of doing a jig right now in my studio as a result, a little shuffle. Here, let's do some wide receivers. Who's going to shuffle into your lineup? Is it DJ Moore at Buffalo, Brandon Ayuk against Atlanta, or Chase Claypool against that friendly Tennessee Titans secondary, Brandon?
It's DJ Moore for me. I'm just going to go back to the guy who has had no less than 7 targets in any game this year. He's had 10 targets in back-to-back. He's averaged over 90 yards in his last 2 games. Had a touchdown on 50 yards the week before that. It's been really good his last 3 games. Been okay with the Cam Newton experience. So I know it's Buffalo, but they're going to have to throw a lot, and I just think DJ Moore has the safest floor here. And I'm not saying he has the highest ceiling, but I think in this case, I'm going to take the safest floor because the safe floor comes with a lot of volume and a lot of potential for, you know, something good to happen.
You know what? I'm going Chase Claypool.
Yeah, I knew you were.
Of course I am. I'm going to go back to, I may or may not have money on him on the over 56.5 receiving yards, but I'm going to maximize a matchup. The end zone's been so elusive for him. It just, one of these days, he's going to find it for the second time this season. It's crazy to me. And Chase Claypool's got one TD here in week 15. But that is the case.
That is crazy.
It is nuts. It really is. Number 13 in deep targets, number 17 in air yards percentage among qualifying wide receivers. He's getting more targets, more run here these last 3 to 4 games. And you look at Tennessee, 22 wide receivers have had at least 60 yards against him this season. 22! Top 3 most fantasy points allowed the wide receiver position. Gut feeling that he finds the end zone. They're often fickle in trying to predict when guys cross the chalk, but I think it's 70-plus and a TD. So, yeah, I'm going to cannonball splash into the old Claypool.
Number 2.
All right, let's work in another grouping of wide receivers. Here are your options this time. A.J. Green doing backstrokes in the Fountain of Youth at Detroit. Devontae Parker against the Jets. Remember, no Jalen Waddle. He's on the COVID-19 list along with everybody and your great-grandmother. And Darnell Mooney against Minnesota, Brandon, though the Bears are enhanced COVID protocols, and there is a number of guys, including my boy Mandatory Montgomery and his backup running back, Khalil Herbert, who were sick with non-COVID-related illnesses. Oh, and by the way, Ryan, all the third-string running back, he's on the COVID list.
Ay, ay, ay.
Justin Fields, he's just going to call his own number every single time.
Yeah, listen, with Jalen Waddle out, I am just excited for the potential volume level for Devontae Parker. Not the best of this group of matchups, although the Jets, I'm not laying awake at night in bed thinking about the Jets secondary. I know they've been better than their run defense for sure, but I just think Tua, is going to take a lot of those throws to Jalen Waddle, and he's going to probably split them between Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki. So I can see this being a double-digit target game for Devontae Parker. I like his potential for a big play. And so I'm leaning that way. I don't dislike any of these guys.
Oh, man. This seems like a really tough decision, but it really isn't. I don't dislike any of them either. I think Mooney's interesting because you got Noelan Robinson, as you mentioned. Parker's interesting. You know what? I'm going AJ Green. I'm going to try to associate myself with a better and more proven quarterback, and that's Kyler Murray. And A.J. Green's looked great, man. I can't believe how good he has looked. Turning back the hands of time. So it's Detroit. It will be a run-heavy approach. Hopefully Connor, get out there and not be hampered too greatly by the ankle injury. And then, Chase Edmonds will be peppered in there. You worry about game script getting out of control. But I think he can do enough damage in the first half, some around maybe 65, 70 yards and possibly a TD to warrant the edge over the other guys. But like you, I don't hate any of these options at all.
Number 1.
All right, last group. Let's go back to running back. If you're sitting on the fence with these guys, let's push people off. Rashad Penny at the Rams, A.J. Dillon on the road against Baltimore, or Devonta Freeman, same game, different name, against the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, Penny for my thoughts here. I'm going Rashad Penny. I'm kind of coming around. Alex Collins is out. The Rams are a bit decimated. I think a third of their roster dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett could be out for Seattle. This could be Seattle trying to run a whole lot, and Rashad Penny being the main thrust of that philosophy or deployment this week. So I'm going to give it to Penny just because the other guys, Not as much, not a great matchup either. In AJ Dillon, you're splitting straight up with Aaron Jones. With Devonta Freeman, you're dealing with the potential for Lamar Jackson to maybe be out. And if he's not out, he maybe isn't running as much. It kind of could close things off a little bit against Green Bay. So I think Penny, volume wise and maybe even matchup wise, is the way to go here.
A slight edge here to Penny, but I do want to give a hat tip to Devonta Freeman, who I wrote off. I thought he was crusty, rusty, and destined for shuffleboard sessions at the Shady Acres retirement home. You know,
you could have went untrusty there.
Musty, musty.
Yeah,
I could have gone. Musty would have been good.
Musty would have been good. Great.
Yeah. Well, I can't turn back the hands of time now. But Freeman has, much like AJ Green in the desert. I mean, you look at what he has done. Since week six, Brandon, RB12 and total fantasy scoring. Is that mind blowing?
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's RB1. That's good.
Since week six. I mean, that's a decent sample size there.
It's also an indictment of the craziness of the running back position.
Oh, no doubt. This year. Yeah. No doubt. Well, that seems to be the case almost every single year. But he has scored at least 11 PPR points in six of his last eight. Green Bay, kind of middle of the pack in what they've allowed. 4.03 yards per carry, 108.2 total yards per game, a dozen touchdowns. 11th fewest fantasy points surrendered to the running backs. But even with Huntley likely to be under center instead of Lamar Jackson, I think Freeman will get it done. So slight edge for me there in this running back dilemma. All right, Brandon, before we get on out of here, let's do this. Any other bold takes? Anything else that you're looking at? I'll give you one real quick.
Okay.
I think Josiah DeGuara finds the end zone and finishes as a top 10 tight end this week for the Green Bay Packers.
Top 10. Yeah, you know what? He's flashed a little bit. I see where you're going with that. I noticed him in this last game as well. Had DeGuara in my thoughts, so I don't hate that take. I will stick at the tight end spot and say that Mike Gesicki finishes top four at the tight end. So so two tight ends. Gesicki, everybody's playing anyways, but I love his setup with no Jalen Waddle this week, and I like the deep call on DeGuara. I think it's good.
Yeah, definitely. So Chatham Leaguers, make sure you fire up Mike Gesicki. And then those with deep thoughts by Jack Handy. Make sure you throw in DeGuara there, and hopefully you can get double-digit production. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this rapid-fire podcast. And as always, until next time, adios, amigos!